Blog Talk Radio.
My baby left me.
Mouth, mouth. I mean her motherfucking mouth, mouth. She said put it in her mouth, mouth. I mean her motherfucking mouth, mouth. She said put it in her mouth, mouth. I mean her motherfucking mouth.
You wanna go down, why not? I'd be like Herbie and hand you a cock and tell you that my name is Ock. Get on your knees, make like debris, begin to blow. But don't give me no Ralph Lauren grin if you're not down to go low. I'm all about mouth fucking. If you down for dick sucking, if not, BJ in the beer, keep trucking and fuck chap dicks. I'm coming ashy as hell with chap dicks for your chap ass lips, treating your teeth like dentists as I'm rubbing them with an erection like injections. Fuck it, I'll be drugging them, numbing up their console like Ambisaw anesthetic, coming down your throat like chloroseptic. No time for apologizing, girlfriend, if you swallowing, goggling. I'm giving bitches permanent beers. Your lips here and catch these damn facial hairs in your mouth. Put it in your mouth, mouth. I said your motherfucking mouth, mouth. Or I could just eat you out. Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, you can lick it, you can flip it, you can taste it. I'm talking every drip drop, don't you waste it, baby. Slurp it up, it's enough to fill your cup. It's finger licking good, and I wish a nigga would.
Lord have mercy. What is going on? We starting off the show with Put It In Your Mouth by Akinelli. And the whole fucking song played. So you could lick it, you could flip it, you could taste it. I knew that shit was going to play. Got the whole every drip drop, don't you waste it. That's some bullshit. What's going on, bro?
Chilling.
I hear that, man. I hear that. I'm sitting in the fucking basement trying to hide with my drink. It's a goddamn shame, man. You got to hide in your own house. That's all right, though. We ain't going to worry about that. So, as we proceed, Dre, did Imash tell you exactly what the topic was for the evening?
Yeah.
All right, I'm listening. What you told you it was?
We can't hear you.
That's because I was on mute.
I knew something was wrong. I'm like, let's just go.
I'm gonna introduce the whole goddamn show. Ronnie is on the line. I ain't trust. But anyway, welcome to the code. I am your hostess, who you heard talking was Ron. Dre's here too. We dream because we say inappropriate things because we are your inappropriate friends on a Friday night. Tonight's topic. It's pretty much about bad sex and what makes some people boring at that thing. So, and it comes from having a conversation with Dre yesterday about how he was saying that this chick was lame and she was boring and she don't give head. I was like, what do you mean she's lame and she's boring? Have you ever had sex with her? He was like, no. So how do you know her sex game is lame? Just because she doesn't give head doesn't mean she's boring. So I'm bringing it to y'all. So, well, Dre, I've already had the conversation with Dre. I'm bringing it to Ron. So, Ron, what you got to say, brother?
I don't even know what to say. Are you asking me that because a female does not give head, does that make her bad? Yeah,
so
it does.
Does that make her boring, per se, kind of, sort of? Does it make her boring?
I mean, I'm sure she can entertain you in other ways, but that does, you know, let's say, oh, Lord have mercy.
He found you. Marley found you.
Little baby Marley done came and interrupted everything.
Hey, Maya.
No, that's not Maya.
Hey, Marley.
Hey. Oh, Lord. All right, you be quiet.
We got babies on the show tonight. We got babies on the show tonight. We got babies. Ron's been having sex. Ron has a little baby.
Oh. Well, how that? All right, she not there no more. She not there no more. She gone. She not really gone, but I just said that.
This dude here. So what negates to be bad relations?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
What makes something bad sex? How does it make it bad? Because she doesn't get head is not a reason that it's bad.
Right, not so. My answer to that question is proactivity. You know what I'm saying? If you proactively do something, you do it with enthusiasm. You do it because you want to do it. You do it, you know what I'm saying? Probably because you do it good. So if you do something proactively, I hate somebody who feels like they're obligated to do something. You're not obligated to do a goddamn thing. So that's my answer.
Okay. So it shouldn't be, oh, because she doesn't give head, I can't have sex with her. Maybe, I mean, I look at it as maybe that somebody didn't do something correctly for her and why she don't like doing it. Or she had something happen to her that, you know, gives her a bad memory or something about it. That doesn't necessarily make her boring in the bedroom. She might, you know, stick her booty out a little bit more than the others do because she has to compensate for the fact that she don't give oral sex. All right, Long.
Yeah, I mean, she could. That's possible. But I mean, how old is she? How old am I? You know what I'm saying? See, I'm saying, like if certain things I'm asking myself, like, I'm not going through the bullshit at certain ages. That's not happening. When I was 21, maybe I might have put up with that. Now? First of all, I ain't got no time for none of that. I'm already committed. But just saying, being single, I ain't got no time for that.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Nope.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I know that we all have personal preferences that we want, but just because she doesn't do that, I mean, I don't know. I guess people are not willing to want to know what may have happened that you no longer, you don't do that.
No, I get you. You know what I'm saying? It could have been something very traumatic, you know what I'm saying, which more than likely is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to ask yourself this question. You got to say, so now I'm out, you know what I'm saying, going around playing Dr. Phil, you know what I'm saying, everybody who I'm dating. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got something wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? Or something that they're not doing. So I got to find out the root cause for all of that, too. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I ain't got time for that bullshit.
I think it's just that y'all old and y'all set in y'all ways and y'all feel that y'all shouldn't have to tell nobody to suck your dick. That's what it is. Y'all old.
I'm waiting for your man, Dre.
What? Right, like, Dre, why are you sitting over there like a bump on the fucking log? What's your problem?
Man, I already told you. We were talking about it yesterday, right? And I feel like I think it's childish. Because if you don't like doing it, because you're talking about it's nasty or whatever, but at the same time, you want somebody to do you.
So, Ron, so if she says, well, I don't suck dick, but I want my pussycat lick, what you going to tell
them? Repeat that.
If she says, I don't suck dick, I don't like it, it's nasty, I don't want to, but you can lick my cat.
And ass.
No, you didn't say and ass yesterday.
Yes,
you
I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I told you that yesterday. I swear to God, I did.
No, you didn't. I swear to God.
I did. That's what I said. I swear to God. I swear
you
I did.
You think playing to God.
No, you didn't. That's why I asked you not to swear to God, and you still, your black ass still did it. Jesus.
I don't know about y'all, but there's certain things that is, listen, you ain't got to be a porn star. I don't need all that. But there's certain things that it's like, come on, we got to be able to do this together. And if you can't do it, then you know what? It don't mean that you get totally cut off, but you get put in your place. You know what I'm saying? You definitely get put in your place. You hold a position now.
And then it's going to hit me with the, what was that shit? I don't suck dick, but I give hugs.
Her name is something. She gives good hugs. I mean,
I heard when you fight for your sisters, yo.
I've been trying to understand, because I'd be the first one to tell them, bitch. No, I'm not going to say it like that, but. Bitch, why you scared of something? I'm going to have a conversation with
her. But see, it gets even better because in the hot box, I posted the same question. And this dude said, well, I don't need pussy, but I like my women to suck my dick. And it blew up. Like, his comment had like over 100 and something right here. Them bitches went in. They was like, nah, that's you childish as hell. If you want somebody to suck your dick, you don't need pussy. Same effect.
It's the same thing. I'm not going to go hard for just the women. If guys say that dumb shit, nigga, you don't get down here and you don't eat the pussy, you're going to learn how to do it today, or you're just going to be sitting around with dry dick, you're not going to do that. But there's some men who don't like it. We get that. Yep, we get it. Get it.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, you ain't got to do it every time. I ain't asking you to make waterworks every single time. I'm not asking you to do that. But I have a personal preference. Now, if we boil it down to personal preference, if you are sitting there talking to her and you find this out, why are you still entertaining it? Why? How come? Okay, the bitch give good hugs. Is she fluffy? What else can she do? Can she cook a good-ass meal? I need to understand, because how you going to compensate for not doing it? She said it's be flapping. Oh, God.
Maybe her underarm game is crazy.
You and my boy Vic, man, what the fuck?
I'm just saying, maybe her underarm game is crazy.
I'm glad you said that, because I did ask yesterday. I asked somebody, because somebody was like, she had it in her forefold. I said, well, bitch, what hole is that? And did you have it in your ear, your nose, up under your underarm? I need to understand. I had questions. And I thought of you as I asked my question. Did you put it in the back of your knee and do some shit? Like, bitch, what did you do? Did you put it in did you put it in the crevice of your elbow and your forearm? What did you do?
In the crook.
Did you put it in your roll, bitch? Like, you understand, like, some of us got back roll. Bitch, did you do that? Because if you did, you is fucking amazing. What are you doing?
Listen, man, especially if you got some workout sweat. What? Like, you were just on the elliptical and you got some of that natural, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know what I'm saying, cholesterol
that's
sweat coming out your pores.
That's my thing.
Man, listen.
I love the elliptical. And I feel like when I'm on the elliptical, the reason why I choose the elliptical that I choose is because I want to be far off and I don't want anybody watching me. But I still feel like dudes be looking at my butt while I'm on the elliptical. I be feeling it in my spirit.
Ain't nobody looking at, well, no, you, they may be, true. Yeah, you got a point.
I like, what in the world? Like, I'm on the elliptical. I'm trying to get a little slimmer in the waist. And I'm trying to keep my butt. I'm trying to get a little slimmer in the waist area. And I can't even work out in peace because I feel like my butt has these damn eye rays on it. I swear I be feeling it. And then the other day when I went to the gym, all the ellipticals on my side was full. So I was forced to get on the goddamn treadmill in the middle of the gym. Spirit weary. I can't take no more. But that was such a sidebar. So, yeah. Leave her alone. Put her back where she belongs.
You stupid.
What? Now, if I was to post that on my page and say, how many women here openly like and enjoy sucking dick? I'm probably going to get a lot of messages, but they maybe not, because they people don't like, well, she's a dick. I'm trying to holler at her. I don't want to put that on my people. But if I put it up there saying, you know, girl, do you enjoy sucking dick? I mean, if somebody says, I was going to be that one, if somebody like, ew, that is so nasty. Shit your stupid ass down. Shut up.
Because when she sent me that, she talking about, so I don't like them fucking dick, but I get great hugs. I hit them with that soldier, boy. Hugs. Hugs.
So, Ron, would you take a hug over getting head?
All right, I just had to deal with this crying baby. Would I what over what?
Would you take a hug over head?
A hug over head?
Mm-hmm.
From my grandmother, baby.
What?
I'm too drunk for this shit. Oh, God. Oh, God.
This nigga ain't even fucking drunk, and he only had one glass of drink.
I mean, from Kent. You know what I'm saying? From, you know what I'm saying? R. Kelly age girls. But other than that, shit.
I mean, maybe her hugs are orgasmic. Maybe her hugs make your spirit and your soul seep out your body. Maybe her husband.
Who the fuck is this talking right now? Who is this talking?
Exactly.
I know who it sounds like, but I don't know who the fuck these words are coming out. I don't know. What? Who is it?
That's exactly what I was like, boy. She is helping. She is sticking with the sisters on this one, boy. Lord, somebody. She is
being
going
that
with
tonight,
Disney,
I am the only. Being that tonight, I am the only female voice here because Taylor is off working. Medusa's off getting her rocks off. I'm the only voice. So. I mean, I'm gonna start giving out great hugs, and that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna follow this woman's lead, and I'm gonna stop giving head, and I'm just gonna start giving out great hugs. I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna stop giving amazing head and just give out great hugs.
Oh God.
Oh Lord Jesus. Do we even have to talk behind that bullshit?
I don't know. I don't know, Ron. I'm done finding you.
I mean, do we have to reply to the fuckery? Do we have to?
Why y'all think I can't do it? I'm gonna do it.
So I know one thing. So I know this. All right. So it is one thing to not get head, but it's another thing entirely to do the shit and be disrespectful with it.
What you mean?
So this is what I mean.
Explain, brother.
So I just happened. I don't know how this happened. I don't know who did this typing, but. On my phone the other day, some porno popped up on it. I was like, how did this happen?
You know how it happened. But anyway.
I was confused. I just saw black people in mouths and in midsections. And I was like, wow. But anyway, I seen this chick. She's giving head to this dude, and she's holding him with two fingers. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, first of all, you being disrespectful right now. You know what I'm saying? You're being totally disrespectful because you know that's not how you're supposed to hold a grown-ass man. A grown-ass man is not supposed to just have two fingers up. You better put your grip, your kung fu grip on that man joint and stop playing. But that
but
right
was
there,
it that it was too small? What was it?
I don't care if it's a twig, a number two pencil, or a log. You show it the same respect. Like you don't freaking your fingers out.
No. Get that little weenie out of my face.
I knew you would say some dumb shit like that. You the one that got it in your face. Ain't nobody put it in your face but you. Ain't nobody going around sticking people up, pulling guns out, saying, hey, put this in your face. You chose to put it in your face. And now you all of a sudden you're going to stop.
Get that weenie out of my face.
Nah, that ain't right.
Get that weenie out of here. Get that weenie out of here. Oh, God.
I don't know. I just thought that was disrespectful. I was like, you bet not. I mean, Yes. I mean,
I'm
I already know who I'm talking to.
Do I want to ask this on my page? No, I want to.
I bet you do.
I want to ask, but I don't know how to say it without it being so vulgar and inappropriate. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But all right. So hold on. I got a question that may be even more inappropriate. So,
oh Lord.
So,
like I said, I don't know how this stuff turned on and happened to be in my phone. But next thing I know, I see a little black midget. And the midget is taking like 14 inches a dick. And I'm like, first of all, them little baby hands they got wrapped around a dick seemed like pedophilia. That I was like, yo, that shit would just turn.
You can't do that.
No, I'm saying, how a grown man dick got little baby girl hands wrapped around it.
Exactly. Man. When I had to clean out my homeboy's damn phone and he had all them midget porn in there, I was like, what the fuck is going on with
you? Yo, it looks so weird.
It's just like they're sharing that damn video on Facebook with that little midget twerking.
Man, listen, I ain't here to discriminate against them either, but at least you got to put some gloves on or something, mama. Because, I mean, if I look at that, I'm thinking it's a toddler's hand. You got a toddler's hand wrapped around, man. We can't do this. I just thought that shit looked just so crazy. I said, looked it. So what? It looked so crazy. I was like, man. I couldn't do that.
I don't know how they got on your TV.
I don't know. That's like a female having a Caesar. Or having a bald head and giving you head. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, hold on. Whoa. That looks a little masculine right there. I don't know if I want you to see.
Yo, oh my God. Now I just saw my friend who cut their hair off. Oh God. Oh God. That's all I see. Oh God. I cannot. Log out, Ron. Log your ass out. Right now.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Let me ask the fellas, if she got a bald head, how do you feel like it's a masculine head-giving situation? Oh, man, how do I word this? A lot of this shit is just really inappropriate for the evening. I mean, even though we are the inappropriate friends, some of this shit is way out there. It's out there.
I'm just saying.
Out there. I don't know what.
Did you just bust a yawn on the show?
I did. I don't know what to tell y'all. So we're not sitting around saying, well, first of all, I'ma stop giving amazing head and start giving out great hugs. That's one. Two, if the weenie is two fingers size, then don't put that little shit in nobody's face. Hey, I want you to suck my dick and you got pimples for penises. If you don't get your ass out of here,
you don't deserve it.
Don't deserve that shit. Dick sucking for big dick sucking. Fill a mouth up. Nigga, what's the shit? But anyway. Said that out loud. Yep, sure did.
Yeah, yes, you did.
Okay, so Ron, I asked this question yesterday too. Here's this one. Okay. Have you ever had to take one for the team? Well, let me preface this first. Have you seen the Netflix documentary about the Fyre Festival?
Yeah.
You seen the Netflix one?
Yeah, I watched it the other day.
Okay, so you saw the part where the man was asked to go suck some dick for some water.
Yes.
Okay, so this is where the question comes from. Have you ever had to take one for the team? And what was it?
Yes.
This is going to be easy. This gonna be good.
You stupid, Dre. I mean, listen, sometimes we take one for the team because it's what's right. Sometimes we take one for the team, you know what I'm saying, because it's like, well, why not? They took one for me, so, you know what I'm saying, let me just do what's, you know what I'm saying, what I'm supposed to be doing. And there's many reasons why you take one for the team. Very rarely do you offer up to take one from the team. So, boom, one of my dudes, and I think I may have told the story before, he met these two females. They roommates. He told me, come on over. You know what I'm saying? Well, I should ask him where he was going. He said, I'm going to meet these females. Live up in Riverdale. At the time I was living in New York, they lived maybe 15 minutes from me. I was like, word, that's where you going? Shit, I can meet you over there. All right, so I met him over there. We go up to the house. I see the female that he met. Nice sister. Chocolatey, mochery. Very nice shape, nice hair. I'm like, all right, this is up. I'm supposed to be chilling with the female. That's the roommate, fucking dumpy European chick. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Not only do you got to be kidding me, but she got a smell about her that is very, very disgusting. Very, very disgusting. All right, little one just came back.
Okay.
Well, I know she's killing me. All right, so boom. So we there in the house, and I go into her room with her, and we start doing whatever, but I just couldn't do it because of the smell. I told her, I said, how about this? Why don't you go do something? Why don't you go hop in the shower real quick? So she goes, hops in the shower. While she hops in the shower, I go and I knock on the door where the chick is at.
Hey, shower.
Yes, yes, the shower, huh? Yes, yes. So I go knock on the door, tell him, listen, I got to go. I got to go. I can't be here. Nah, I need you. Come on, stop it. Long story short, maybe it's too late. I end up going back in the room because he was like, no, we can't leave quite yet. Next thing I know, the smell was just overwhelming. It was just ridiculous. I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, you know what? I'm taking this bullet for you, but I refuse to take it any longer. And it was done. It was a wrap at that point. But yeah, and the fact that this was a European chick really didn't help the situation. I tried to take one for him, but not so much. But yeah, so that's what that is.
So, okay, so you say smell like she was funky, stanky, funky, or she just smelled like white people? She said funky, stanky. Well, they just smell like white people. She said she smell like white people.
You got issues, young lady. You got a bunch of issues.
What do you mean? What?
Funky issues, funky, stinky. Yeah, no, but it was definitely wet doggish. It was definitely wet doggish.
Okay, she's my wife. She's not like old man saying wet. That's all you had to say.
I mean, I couldn't do it. I mean, I mean, but don't get me wrong. There's been. Would I have done something like Money did at Fyre Festival? No, I'm not. I'm not going that far. Has there been times when, you know, it been four cute ones and you get to, you know what I'm saying, the fifth one who ain't as cute? Yeah, there's been times, things like that has happened. Has there been times where you're like, yo, she likes you. Why don't you go, you know what I'm saying, go talk to her so we can, you know what I'm saying, get those extra burgers. You know what I'm saying? So she can give us, you know what I'm saying,
extra
a four piece. A four piece for the price of a two piece.
Yo, Miss Red, your girl on your page, Erica L. Jones, is stupid. She said her bad sex experience. The dude smelled like a black
Creole. We ain't even got to that question yet. We ain't even got to that question yet. You're gonna wait. You're gonna wait. So we're talking about taking one for the team right now. You're gonna wait. You're not gonna do this. Dre be taking them for the teams. He be talking to fat white girl.
No, I didn't. No, I did it when I was younger, in my younger days. See, we was at, me and my homeboy, we would go to Wilmington, North Carolina, down at the beach to hang out with his brother, because his brother went to UNCW. And we used to go to this club down there. It was called Hammer Jacks. And it was off the chain. Like, it was like, you going that much, man. Like, my people down here from North Carolina, they swear up and down Wilmington was this big racist city, but it ain't. It's mostly college students, and that mother was off the hook, and all they did was party. So we had met these bad white girls. Like, they were flawless. These chicks were bad. And my homeboy linked up with one of them. And so the chick that I had down hollered at, she had left and went back to her dorm. She didn't want to hang out no more. She was tired. She was drunk. She had to go to school, class the next day. So I'm thinking I'm going to drop my boy off over there at the girl's house, and I'm going to dip. Because it was seven of them, and they lived in this real big old house. Like, their dad had them paid for the crib and shit. It was real nice. They had some loot. So when we get over there, the girl was like, I was like, yo, man, I'm going to holler at you later, man. Just call me when you need me to come pick you up. And she's like, no, you coming in. I was like, what? She said, your boy said you would come in to kick it with us. That's the only way he's going to be able to get old girl. And I was like, what? And then he looked at me like, man, please do this. Please do this. Please do this. So I was like, all right, bump it. I'm just going to go in, kick it with him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just sit on the couch, chill, talk while they upstairs. So they upstairs doing what they doing. I'm downstairs just chilling, walking around, drinking a little soda and everything. They gave me a little soda, gave me a little something to eat. You know what I'm saying? They treated the nigga like brother to around there. I'm like, okay, that's cool. So I tried to slip out the door. I was like, well, I'm going to holler at y'all. And the girl's like, no, you don't holler at us. You staying. You got to do what you came here to do. I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, your boy said that you're going to give one of us a sex because he was getting some sex. I was like, this nigga just pimped me out. Like, what the fuck? Long story short, I wind up down knocking the chick off. Got breakfast the next day, that damn thing. That joint was ugly. It was nice. But I've never took one for the team for an ugly person, though. Ever.
Nigga, you like possums. You take one for your own team every time you
make
for the possums.
No, I've never took one for a damn possum. No.
You like possums. You like
whatever.
Possums. Light skin friend look like Michael Jackson.
Got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson.
Jesse? Jesse? Possum-tastic.
So terrible. So terrible. I'm just saying, listen, there's nothing wrong with being the one that didn't get the looker in the group. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the one that's not the looker in the group is the one that's fun. Like, one time we got introduced to these females and the looker, the dude introduced me to her. But, you know, sometimes I can be a little gruff. Sometimes I can come off a little rough sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And I did that night. So she was like, whoa. She was a little intimidated at first. She didn't know how to take me. You know what I'm saying? So her friend gravitated to that, though. So her friend gravitated to her. But her friend wasn't necessarily, you know what I'm saying, the looker. But her friend was definitely the fun one. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, I mean, as time went on, you know what I'm saying, the other chick, she had came around to me, and we became good friends. But, you know, sometimes it's like, yeah, I know you look good, but you ain't the one that's the fun one. You know what I'm saying? I know it's like sometimes taking one for the team is a bad thing, but sometimes it ain't so bad. Sometimes you meet the fun one, the fun, bouncy one, with
the
a good
credit score. The fluffy one. The fluffy one.
Listen, man, I ain't never lie.
Okay. All right, as we proceed, I posted a question on the Facebook page about bad sexual experiences and what was the people could describe their last bad sexual experience. As Dre was getting ready to talk about what Erica said, because Erica said something to the extent that his titties was saggy, he smelled like a black crayon, and it lasted 2 minutes, something like that.
Did she say his titties were saggy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's what she
said. I'm done.
But what does a black crayon smell like?
Saggy titties on a man, I guess. I don't know. I'm confused.
No, what a black crayon smells like.
I'm confused, yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be real. If somebody got saggy titties when they take their shirt off, there's a good indication when they got their shirt on that it's saggy titty underneath it. It's a good indication. You know what I mean? If he take his clothes off and he smells like black crayon, there's a good indication with his clothes on, he probably smells like Old Spice. He's probably not smelling the best with his clothes on either. These are indications we got to pay attention to.
Old Spice.
Yes.
Old Spice smell like black crayons?
I mean, if the nigga got two shadows, then more than likely he's going to have, you know what I'm saying, saggy titties. Big niggas got saggy titties. Because he like that sometimes.
But you say he got two shadows.
I'm just saying. It's an indication. Don't be blaming him, you know what I'm saying, when you take your shirt off and his, you know what I'm saying? His joints is bigger than yours, and you mad now? No. It was bigger when my clothes was on, too. You just ain't pay attention.
But then she said some of these dudes go from teddy bears to silverbacks real quick. I don't know what Erica. You know what? Erica was talking to us last night. Last night she said some stuff. Erica's bloody. I don't know what's wrong with Erica. But
I mean, I would think that would be good that way, from teddy bear to silverback. I would think the other way around may be a little problematic.
I mean, I don't know either one.
No.
They might have to count me now.
So why don't you tell us your experience?
I haven't had any. Nope, I take that back. It was this one time I fell asleep on that nigga, and it was whack. I just fell asleep while he was doing it. And I was like, this is boring. I'm going to bed. I'm going to sleep. This is some bullshit. This nigga woke me up for this bullshit. Oh, I'm going back to sleep.
You stupid?
Now, that's funny.
Yeah. I said, that's funny. And then he had a big one. Hey, nigga, this is what you're giving out to the world? Nigga, keep that to yourself.
You stupid.
Don't get it, nobody else. Then there was this other guy that it was just always quiet. I don't have quiet sex if I don't want my neighbors to hear. I'll do that. But I can't do just quiet sex because your ass don't moan and don't say nothing, or we don't do nothing other than in the missionary. Nigga, I'm bored. I want to go sleep. I'm going to go sleep right now.
terrible.
So, it's a bad experience if I just want to go to sleep. Stop. Halt. Don't go there. I'm going to sleep.
What about you, Dre?
One time at band camp.
The only thing I can remember that was real, real bad was the one I told y'all about a while back when we was doing it, and then she just jumped up and said, "Tell me you love me." Like, what the fuck? That was straight horrible.
Yeah, that's scary.
You still leaning on that nonsense? You still telling that story?
But yeah, that's not the only one I can think of. Besides catching a damn child of us or a cramp, but those ain't damn bad stories, though. Those are the good cramps, but I'm just saying. I just never had nobody
that you need to drink more motherfucking water.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, God, what?
But I have never had nobody do that, though. Like, we sitting there getting it in, and then all of a sudden she just, "Tell me you love me." Just jumped up, "Tell me you love me." Bitch, we don't go together. What the fuck?
We don't. Do people still go together?
Exactly. We weren't even going together. We really weren't even talking. We
I'm trying to figure out why you still saying going together.
Dating, damn it. The white term. How about that?
I'm done.
What you done for? Ryan.
What's up?
Wrong name.
I'm listening. He had to been talking about sometime in the 80s. He had to been talking about sometime in the
80s. No. They weren't going to they weren't going together in the 2000s.
I ain't know we'd stop saying it. My bad.
Go with the brother. Oh, Lord. Nigga, they stopped saying that when you was in the sixth grade. When you was in the sixth grade. Not when I was in the sixth grade, but when you were in the sixth grade. This nigga said cool, nigga.
He did say that, didn't he?
He said, "We ain't going together." What?
Your last few shows, man, they've been losing a point of show. You've been losing a point of show the last few shows.
That nigga gonna be as B-roll by the time. Yes, we could got on like we go together. I'm gonna ask somebody. How do you say you dating somebody? Do you say you going together? When was the last time you used the terms going together?
Do you like me? Yes, no, maybe.
Oh, Lord. Let me ask you. Wait a minute. When was the
I'm done with y'all. Y'all are crazy. Dre said, I forgot it. I ain't know y'all stopped using it. What'd you say, Dre? I ain't know y'all stopped using that term.
Exactly. I didn't know. Nobody informed me.
You must have skipped a lot of class in sixth grade.
Going together.
Oh, man. I'm done with y'all.
What was that? Eighth grade? That sixth grade?
Yeah,
Dre,
I mean,
you gotta
go together.
You showing your old ass age. Hey, nigga, you don't nobody say go together. Don't let nobody else. Don't say this. Nobody else. Nobody. Bitch, we, you probably said it like, bitch, we don't go together. She was probably looking at you like, go together? Go together. Yeah. Go together. Damn the fact you said bitch, but you should go together. Why is this tickling me, Lord?
You stupid. You know you stupid, right?
I might be a little stupid.
I thought I was stupid talking about the, you know what I'm saying, the small midget hands on a grown-ass man dick. But you are officially stupid because you are talking about your best friend. Like, he ain't fucking right there.
Exactly. Okay, it's my boyfriend. It's my boyfriend. Boyfriend. So do we go together? What is his name? You know what I mean? What are we doing? Oh, he gonna be like, what the hell are y'all dumbass talking about?
I'm done. I'm
going to
just sit with my drink.
I didn't drink all of it. And I'm not even drunk. I've been on 10 all day today, though.
Nah, I hear that.
You know what? We go together.
You're so free.
We're going together.
Stupid. Please, move on. Next topic. You are just crazy.
Go together.
Yeah, so Dre, going back to the young lady who don't give that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does she do that's extra, extra good?
I don't know. See, the thing is, I told this goofball yesterday, right, and I didn't think she was going to take it as far as she's been taking it, because she's really been going in all since I told her. And so I just told her, I'm like, to me, I can tell she's boring by the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like when I talk to her, she's always whining, like she whines a lot, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, she be like, I don't know, and yada, 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 when you want to hang out, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, where is this coming from? Because, like, it came out of the blue when she, you know what I'm saying, she started inboxing me or whatever. And then somehow, one night, I made a post about something. It was one day I posted a meme or something or other. And she jumped her ass on my inbox. And she just started talking. I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? And then the more she talked, I could tell she was like, she whines a lot. And when I remember when we was coming up, because, like, she stayed, like, corner from me back in the day. But I wouldn't ever date her. Because I was dating somebody at the time, and it was just something about her, and I was like, I'm not fooling with her, because she was like, she's one of them clingy, needy type people, you know what I'm saying? Like, just clingy to y'all at that time. And so, out of the blue, she started talking about her past relationships. And I was like, so what happened? She was like, every dude I ever dated cheated on me. I was like, okay, why the fuck are they cheating on you? Like, what the fuck is going on? She was like, I don't know, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, the very next day, that's when she was like, you know I don't suck dick, right? And I'm like, what? Like, where'd that come from? And then I got started putting two and two together, and I'm like, okay. That's why I got cheated on, because she ain't sucking dick. And then she was like, it's nasty, it's disgusting. And then she was like, but I let another nigga eat my pussy and eat my ass. And I'm like, wait a minute. You want somebody to eat your box and eat your ass, but you going to fuck around and damn not suck dick. Like, that's childish as hell. And then you old as fuck. Like, what the fuck? You need to grow up.
Maybe.
Oh, here we go, Ron. Here we go.
Maybe somebody accidentally came in her mouth and she didn't like the taste.
That's possible.
See, I'm not being unreasonable here. Maybe she told him,
good.
You know, let me know before you come. And he said,
right, dude, that's what I'm about to say.
Bitch,
accidentally may be the wrong word to use because he came in her mouth on purpose.
Anytime I've ever come in a female's mouth, it's been on purpose.
What? I thought that it could be accidentally. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Like the dick accidentally got my
I'm giving out love going forward. Today is today. Going forward.
Hugs.
This bitch out here living a good life, giving out hugs. Bitch, I'm giving out hugs too. If I'm going to give out hugs, it's going to be the best hug. It's going to be the best hug ever.
You so silly.
Why can't I gotta be silly?
I don't know why.
This
dude
out here giving. Huh? No problem. I'm giving out hugs.
Anyway.
Oh, 2019. I'm giving out hugs.
Yeah, for sure.
What about this? Oh, he gonna be hot like fire. I'm gonna tell him when he get here. Like, hey, look, listen, boyfriend. Since we go together, oh, I can't even get it out. So, all 2019, all I'm gonna do is be giving you hugs. Okay, when you want head, I'm just gonna give you a hug. Going forward.
I was like a motherfucker asking you want, you know what I'm saying, you want a hot breakfast or you want motherfucking a cold bagel with fucking cream cheese.
What?
Wow.
What?
Right. You know what I'm saying? You
hot breakfast
cake,
or what?
You know what I'm saying? Nice biscuits and gravy and all that good stuff. Maybe some fish and grits. Or you want a cold ass fucking bagel with cream cheese.
That's good too.
That's the difference between a fucking hug and some head.
Put some Philly cream cheese and some strawberry jelly on my bagel. I'm stupid. Oh, my life about this. What's my life about?
Don't forget about the strawberry jam, you said?
Because I need to have, and this is so, I'm very particular about my bagels. So, it has to be the strawberry cream cheese by Philadelphia. Then, I have to have most of the strawberry jelly. Yep.
Strawberry jelly.
That's jelly. That's not jam, that's jelly. So, Dre, do you possibly think that you could talk her into giving some head?
No.
No. You can't use your power of persuasion to get
man, listen. Every time we talk and she brings it up, she's like, nope, I'm not doing it. 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 And I'm like, okay, so I don't even bring it up no more. And then she'll
rap
inbox me. Exactly. And then she'll be
Nope, I'm not doing it.
And then I'm like, okay, I ain't going to bring it up no more. I'm not going to say nothing else about it. You know what I'm saying? And then she'll be like, I want to be in a relationship. And I'm like, well, you ain't going to be in a relationship if you don't say that. And then I told her that. And she's like,
it's more to life than sucking dick. Bitch, no, it's not.
You stupid.
I'm gonna miss more to life. Cause, and then she was like, I just want to be with somebody that's going to love me, eat my pussy every night, and not cheat
every
on
night.
Me.
Now listen here, Linda.
That's greedy. That is selfish as fuck. Like, how you going to want somebody to then do that and you don't want to don't return the favor, yo? Like, what the fuck? And that shit is crazy. That's why I was like, man, because I haven't talked to her since she did said this shit the other day. Because, like, the other day, I had laid off talking to her for a minute. I just, like, chill. I wasn't going to say nothing else to her because I'm working on another situation. And I'm like, man, I'm just chilling. And then she said that little shit. So I was like, what the fuck? And it was just crazy. And then I'm trying to tell her the reason that you get cheated on all the time because of that. Like, if you don't do everything to try to please your man or your woman, they going to find it somewhere else. Because that's why these dudes out here now turning tricks, doing everything they can to please their woman so that she don't go nowhere else.
Now.
No.
No. I'm not going to do it. That's all I had. That's all I had. I swear to God. That's all I had. I mean, it is selfish of her. Especially when she's like, I want my pussy like every night. Well, I couldn't be no dude. And I couldn't be in a relationship with her for a simple fact. Bitch, you gonna learn how to suck this dick or I'm gonna cheat on you. I'm gonna tell her up front. I'm going to cheat on you. But you going to cheat on me? Yes, bitch. I'm going to cheat on you. You don't suck my dick. I'll get somebody down the street to do it. How about them, Apple?
Exactly. Somebody got to do it.
Either you going to do it or you're going to be mad when I don't come home at night. Put your mama on the phone. Tell her I ain't coming home.
You just stupid.
What? Okay, so these ladies are saying if there's such, I asked the question if there's such thing as disrespectful head, and they're saying yes and hell yeah. How? So, I got questions. Y'all bitches ain't answering them. But anyway,
see what I'm saying? Disrespectful. I mean, there's multiple ways of being disrespectful. One way of being disrespectful as a dude, especially myself. And you know when you got enough to go all the way to the back of her throat, and you know when she can't necessarily take it yet, and you give a little bomb, and you go, ah, you know what I'm saying? You get the ah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you may have heard this joke before, Imaj, but Dre, you may not have heard this one. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
I have no idea.
What?
This nigga is stupid.
Log your ass out. Log your ass out.
That shit kills me every time. I love that joke.
What? Oh, shit. I'm stupid. But I'm saying, so that's disrespectful one way, you know what I'm saying, as a dude. You get that little extra little bang, you know what I'm saying? So that could be what they talking about. But also, as a female, y'all get disrespectful the way y'all be just treating, just be doing nonsense for no reason.
What type of nonsense? Okay, I got the girl holding it with her two fingers because it was a weenie and not a penis or a dick. It was a weenie. What else?
Okay, so... Now I gotta go back into my past. All right, so there's one time we're having a threesome, right? And as we're having it,
This is a female who I had known, and for whatever reason, next thing I know, it's me, her, and one of my dogs. All right. So we in a hotel room, and I'm laying on the bed, and she blessing me, and he's off the bed giving it to her, and she takes my joint out her mouth, looks at me and says, "He got a little dick," and then goes back to blessing me. And I thought that was very disrespectful. For her to do that. It was hilariously funny, though. I laughed. I giggled. I bit the insides of my motherfucking cheek so he wouldn't see me laughing at him. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, yo, she is stupid. But that's one thing that I know that was disrespectful. And it was funny, too, though. It was very funny. She just said, she got a little. Oh, man, I died laughing.
Okay. The hell? Lauren, what?
I'm saying. She just pulled it out of my mouth. Like, yo, he got a little. I was like, how you gonna play my man like that? But, you know, it is what it is. You don't think that's disrespectful?
I did not. I not say nothing. I don't say nothing. She's disrespectful. That bitch disrespectful. You should have hit her in the head with it. Boom. Smack that bitch on her jaw.
I'm done.
You should have just let me be it. You know, oh, man. That's what you should have left me at.
You just left me right there.
You just said that's like they weren't disrespectful. Oh man, yeah, it was. You know what you should do? You hit that bitch in the face with it. That's what you did. I'm horrible. Why is it that on the nights it's just us? I get in them. I say the darndest thing. I say the darndest thing. And I know. No. I gotta hold my own with the guys. Gotta hold my own.
You are something.
Straight from the moon. But I just feel like you should smack that bitch with inside of her face. Now let me say this though. Little weenie niggas, y'all can't do that. Y'all can't slap nobody in the face with no penis, no wee-wee. Can't do that.
So is that disrespectful also for him to do that?
With the smack her in the face with the wee-wee?
Right.
If it's something she likes, then no, it's not disrespectful. But if she don't like stuff like that, you gotta ask people, you know, what you like? You know what you like? And stuff. And she say, don't put your dick on my jaw. The
I guess it's disrespectful.
I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I just kissed on my feet as soon as it came out my mouth. No, put your dick on my jaw, nigga. Don't put your dick on my jaw. Like, who says shit like this?
You so stupid.
Like, those are pretty. But, like, come on now.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing ball. You know what I'm saying? So like 8 o'clock that morning to like 1 that afternoon. I bump into her at 1:30 in the afternoon, and she says she want to give me head. Do I tell her that I'm sweaty balls up and just put it in her mouth?
No. You tell her, look,
My balls are sweaty. I need to go shower first. But then if she say, no, come on. No, if she say, oh, no, come on, let me just do it now. That's on her. But you tried to tell her you want to go wash your ass and your balls and shit.
I got you.
Because you tried. At least tried to, I hope. You tried.
I know some of these females that get disrespectful too. They should be smelling real nasty. Now, you can't offer no man your pussy
you
smell like that.
Where you going with your pussy cat smelling like all outdoors?
You can't do it. You just can't do it.
That's what you should tell old girl, Dre. What you tell her? Nah, bitch, I don't eat pussy cat. Your pussy cat stink.
When inside your pussy smells like outside, we got issues.
Well, you look, ew, what kind of mess? I cannot. Sorry, I yawned it again.
You yawned it again?
I yawned it again. Okay, it must have been dead. But smack that bitch inside of her face. Okay, sorry.
So silly. All right, so boom. All right, so boom. So.
Oh, Lord, here he come with the boom.
Dre got jokes. Is it disrespectful to put people in certain sexual situations without telling them beforehand? What do I mean by that? Popping up threesomes on people.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, now tell me. I need to know.
Why you need to know?
Because this could be husband.
You don't trust
she could,
you
she
don't
could
trust
be she could be ugly. She could be ugly. She could be a big girl. No. She can have
you
one
like
tooth missing people. Anything. Hell no.
Yes, it's disrespectful to bring extra people home without, you know, making the person fully aware. Okay. But if you know your chick is sometimes liable to bring home a chick and she not going to bring home no ugly, no mess, what you mad for? Does she call first? Be like, look, listen. I met this chick at the club tonight.
ABC.
You know, or somewhere. And I think she's kind of cute. We've been vibing. I want to bring her home to you. What you going to say?
Take a picture, send it to me.
This is the same nigga who talked to possums.
You don't stop saying that shit, damn it.
Stupid.
What's keeping on me all month, bro? She be calling me fat ass. I be dating ugly chicks. Like, what the hell is really going on? Jesus, tell me how you really feel. You want to fight?
Listen. When you like possums, these bitches got all types of things wrong with them. And I don't know why you don't see it. But, yeah.
Terrible. You are terrible.
He be blinded by the disco lights or some shit. Got to be. You know, since they go together, he got to be blinded by the disco lights.
I'm done. Disco life.
Go together. Got to be. That depends. I ain't seen a real good, pretty one since the one I told y'all about the last time. The one with the big old butt.
Come on, Jay. We need some
food. I take that back. There was one cute one, but I don't know about her. I don't know. I got a feeling we need to throw her back. But. Throw her back. She's out of here. Act like you ain't never talked to no ugly girl. Make me pick a bitch out. Make me bitch a bitch. Pick a bitch out. Did he hang up? Did he hang up?
I don't know if he hung up or he feeling this some kind of way.
He mad because I call him fat. And I be... Don't be fat. You fat, ladies and gentlemen. Sitting around going to the gym the next day eating all the hamburgers at the McDonald's.
What?
What, Roy?
But you can't. You can't. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't
do what? Don't do what?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Be
don't
nice.
Do don't do.
Be nice.
I am nice. I'm the nicest person in the world. I'm the nicest person. But, you want to know why I'm the nicest person in the world? Because
mm-hmm.
I stopped giving a baby head and I gave out great hugs.
You know what? If that's what you're going with, then I'm with you. Fuck it. You know what? We're going to ride this with you for a law. Fuck it. I'm doing it.
All 2019. All 2019. Just giving out hugs. Hugs 2019.
2019. The year to hug.
Yeah, the hugs. Yep, it's the year of the hugs. Dre, you might as well go on and accept that girl hug. It's going to be life-changing.
Yeah, right.
She might give the warmest, most softest, bosomest.
I don't know.
Like, she might have, like, a warm bosom.
You stupid.
That baby putting the baby sleep bosom.
Yo, you know what, Dre? If you never talk to Imaj again, I wouldn't blame you. I swear for God I would. She said she may have a real warm bosom. Like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, she got the ultimate recipe for biscuits. The bitch is worthy of your time and energy.
Because she gives great hugs.
She gives great hugs.
Do you know the number of hugs that you can get a day? Because she's just so willing to give them. Bring it in.
Lord.
Bring it in. Come on, bring it in.
Bring it in.
Come on, bring it in. Bring it in. Come on. We're giving out hugs. You know what? You look like you need a hug. Bring it in. And then she puts her arms out and brings her hands like she's waving you in.
Yes. Jesus.
You should have never told me, and you ain't should have never told me that text message. That bitch out here giving out hugs. That's my, I'm doing it. Yep. Yep.
Oh, I'm done.
Starting my campaign right now. Hugs all 2019, bitch. I'm going to give the most hug-alicious. Boobstastic. Yeah, boobstastic. I'm going to use that one.
the booziest hugs. She may even put your hand in between her titties and say, here, right here. This is how we hug.
I'm done with you.
You can't be done with me. We still got 7 minutes.
So silly. That's how you hug?
Put your hand right here. Right here. They're going to be like, she just hugs so strange. Like, she just walks around giving her a hug. And why does her boyfriend's head always in her bosom?
She smells like cookies.
Cookies and pies and shit. Why does she smell so... You know that Honey Bunches of Oats commercial? You know the lady was walking in the grocery store? And she was like, somebody smells like cookies. And the woman was like, hey, that's me. I work for Honey Bunches of Oats.
I'm done. You. All right, what we're going to do with you is you're not allowed to listen to the radio. You're not allowed to watch television. You're allowed to go to work.
What?
You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Look at the moon. That's it. Go to work.
What did I do?
Go to the moon. Look at the moon. You're on punishment.
Mm-mm. But what? I'm on punishment. I'm
2 weeks.
On punishment.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You're in rare form.
2 weeks. So that means in the 2 weeks that I'm on punishment, I can't give out no hugs? My boyfriend's going to be mad. I can't give out no hugs.
You so silly. You...
Okay.
Hold on. Let's keep it even more real. You earlier stated that when Dre said going with someone, that was play. How is that any different than boyfriend?
Well, I tried to call it my man friend, but they didn't like that particular name, so they wanted to be my boyfriend. So I tried to give it a man friend.
You didn't answer my question. How is it any different than boyfriend?
No. We don't say going together. We are in a relationship. We is in a relationship. We do not go together.
But why you gotta be your boyfriend then?
Because that's my boyfriend. That's my boyfriend.
Is he a boy?
What? No, he's a grown ass man, dog.
So why are you giving him the title of a boy if he's a grown ass man?
I tried to call him my man friend, but he didn't like it. Him don't like it.
Mm.
He wanted to be called in the business. I don't know.
Mm.
I'm just in the relationship.
Mm. So when it was making fun of Dre, it was a joke. But now when we ask you about your relationship, you know what I'm saying? Now we don't got no jokes now. What's going on with that?
Oh, I have a joke. That's my boyfriend. I mean, I ain't sitting here talking about some bitch we don't go together. I ain't never told nobody we don't go together. I ain't never done that.
This nigga here.
Dre, why are you so quiet? Andre.
What?
Is you mad or no?
Yeah, I put some strawberries in this drink. Well, on these three drinks. Now I'm about to bite into the strawberries. Oh, man. All these shits. We're going to see.
Okay. What was you drinking?
I have some Bacardi and lemonade.
Also, you kind of had like an electric strawberry lemonade.
Something like that. It was rather tasty.
I had a margarita.
Yeah, I need to stop drinking too.
So I stopped drinking a long time ago. I stopped drinking a long time ago because my mom was gone, and I wasn't masturbating no more. But I hope Medisa will be back next week. She's out there entertaining her man friend.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
Don't do what?
She getting blued out.
The man she go with. What?
Nothing.
But so maybe she'll be back next week. Hopefully she'll be back and she'll have a great attitude adjustment.
I know what's coming.
Her chest may feel less heavy. She's gonna be giving out great hugs.
Oh no. She's not giving out hugs. not yet in 2019. Maybe next week she'll be giving out hugs.
I gotta get her on my side. We're gonna stop giving out hugs this week, starting today. She giving her hugs next week.
This week, nigga, slurvy. You good?
She's hugging him with her sleep. Okay, we get it.
Oh shoot, you stupid! I told you don't do it.
Y'all retarded. I was trying not to, but so I want everybody to get great hugs this week going forward. We will be back here next week, same time, same place, different shenanigans and whatnot. And hopefully I can get Medisa on my campaign to give out hugs the rest of 2019. We are saying no to amazing head and giving out hugs. Okay? Are we all for it? Yeah! Woo! Yeah, okay. Okay. So,
you put the bullshit. Ain't nobody down with that thought.
Yeah.
You know, like the Me Too movement? That's going to be the Me Neither. I ain't down with that. Me Neither. Me Neither.
Oh, God.
I ain't fucking with Amaj. Me Neither.
She might be getting some facial. Let me get out of here. I'm getting out the office today. I'm getting out early. We're not going over. We're getting out early. So, everybody say goodnight.
Good night.
See you later, Ron. Say goodnight, Ron.
Goodnight, Ron.
Cue the white woman.